Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Well, it has been a struggle lately for the Phils, but they did get a win. So, there's that. All right, good morning to you. Joe to Cameron and Jen Ritchie. Twitter poll questions of the day. We got a couple of them, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Make sure you check out Armin Certified One-Owner Pre-Owned Pickup Trucks and SUVs at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. All right, as we've been discussing with the Phils, we'll bring the hitting into focus with four hitters who have really struggled. And we'll ask you which of these hitter struggles bother you the most. Not as the greatest concern, but bother you the most. Irritate you, annoy you, whatever sort of term like that, bother you the most. Here are the four. Bohm, Kepler, JT, Stott. Bother you the most, Bohm, Kepler, JT, Stott, and then obviously there'd be honorable mentions.
Not even close for me.
Bohm?
Oh, Bohm in a, yeah, landslide.
I agree with you on that, but I will tell you this.
And JT, you know what, the way he, last night, the way he stepped up in the 11th inning with the confidence
a
boss. I mean, like, he stepped to that. You knew he was going to get a hit.
No, I
and
didn't.
And it was
no,
a
no.
decisive hit.
I expected him not to get a hit, actually.
Really?
I knew you were going to get a hit.
I swear. How do you guys feel so completely differently than I do on this?
He's got like a 300 on base percentage.
Yeah, why would I watch him?
Did you see? I mean, just look at him.
Oh, he stood there like a
situation.
Oh, yeah.
He's ready to go, man. The guy's been there before. He knew how to take care of business.
0%.
And he did.
All right, second poll question.
That was amazing.
Second poll question. NBA Finals. Who do you prefer to see win? I mean, it's two nondescript teams. Let's be real. One, the Sixers have had some dealings with through the years. It's Indiana. Played them a few times in the playoffs. The other one, Oklahoma City. It's like, you know, new kid on the block. Who do you want to see win the finals? Pacers or Thunder? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. All right, coming up in a minute, how you can win a whole bunch of food on our show today. We'll tell you that coming up in 1 minute.
When couples walk into Benari Jewelers, they can't believe the selection of amazing engagement rings. I'm talking thousands of choices. If she's seen a ring she loves on Pinterest, they've got it at Benari. Halos, hidden halos, vintage, side stone rings, three stone rings, classic or contemporary, and white gold, yellow gold, rose gold, platinum. You can go with the simple solitaire or the most intricate design imaginable. Benari is an authorized retailer for all the top bridal designers. So if she's looking for a certain brand like Tacori, Benari has the entire collection. And Benari's amazing associates are not retail clerks. They're true experts who specialize in helping you combine a beautiful handcrafted ring with just the right diamond to make your dream ring a reality. With no compromises, you can design it yourself. Don't select a ring that looks like everyone else's. She deserves something that reflects her unique style, taste, and personality. And you'll find it at Benari Jewelers, Exton and Newtown Square.
All right, Cheddar Cameron, John Ritchie here with Seltzer and Reyes. So we got a lot to do, including giving you the chance to win a $100 gift card today to Wild Fork Foods. Give the gift of flavor this Father's Day. Visit one of Wild Fork's Greater Philadelphia retail locations today. Pick up a Wild Fork gift card for your dad. You can your dad can shop in store or online for same day shipping to his door. Visit Wild Fork Foods. .com. That's wildforkfoods.com. All right. So I'm back from my college reunion.
How was it?
Chagrined.
Oh. You're back, you're saying? You're chagrined?
Correct.
Yeah, I caught up now.
I mean, Rhea, you fell for that one fast.
Yeah,
I'm not,
I knew exactly.
I'm not
where you're
chagrined
going.
About the reunion. I'm chagrined to see you freaking fools.
Well, that's not very nice.
No, it's not. But I'd rather see 100 friends from 25 years ago and, like, just, you know. I mean, I'm just saying. It was really, great. It was really.
I'm
great.
Happy you were. You,
thank
you. You were excited for it. I'm
I
happy
was.
It lived up that.
Because you guys know that's up my alley. I mean, that's that's my. That's
you let so everyone know. You talked about it for like a week and a half prior.
Note: were there incredible events?
Incredible.
Crazy.
It was great.
Debaucherous
man.
Things that
great.
You can relate. That
were I any cantaloupes harmed?
Any cantaloupes? You know what? It was all jokes aside. Like it was amazing. We had a great turnout. We had over 100 people. We had about 120 from our class, which is
and
a lot.
And you remembered most of the
most
people.
Of them.
You actually knew. See, the thing.
Yeah.
I don't know that I knew a ton. I knew a kind of a circle of people, and most of them were the guys on my team.
Sure.
But also, like, a lot of the athletes and stuff, you'd see them, like, at the sports center, like, in the training room and that sort of thing. I mean, what do you, I don't know, who do you see if you don't have
you
that?
You ready for this answer? You see your friends that you used to drink with.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
how about that for a simple
off
answer?
Off campus.
No, yeah, I mean, we had a lot of friends. So, I mean, I was very lucky and I'm still in touch with a ton of people, but like Friday night especially, like almost everyone was there on the Friday night. Some people came on the Saturday. I mean, it was really awesome. It's just a lot of camaraderie, a lot of good spirit, and it was really
that
fun.
That seems amazing.
It was.
I don't know that a lot of schools like have that, like a lot of classes, a lot of college classes.
I agree with you.
Have that sort of. Together.
Well, we also weren't that big. We only had about 700 people in our class, maybe about 3,000 in the school.
Oh.
So I think that created...
Oh, well, that is unique.
You know?
Holy cow.
Now, my friends around here would rip me, and they'd call it Fairfield High, making fun
of
me.
Yeah, that is high school.
Yeah, that's what they would say.
Yeah,
like,
I
Fairfield
mean,
High.
Over 10 times as many people at the school Rhea
but,
and I
but
went
the,
to.
Yeah, and so the point
John
is,
well.
Yeah, the good thing is when you reconvene, you really do recognize a big percentage, because you knew almost everybody. So it was great. It was really fun. All right,
that's
so
cool.
So here's the deal. Today, for you to win the Wild Fork Food $100 gift card, in honor of my college reunion, which was something.
You went solo.
Yeah. No, you know what? Almost no one took a girlfriend, boyfriend, husband, wife. I think there were only 3 out of about 100.
Wow.
Now, maybe there were a couple and I didn't know, you know, who the spouse was. But I only knew of 3 people that took... Girlfriend,
How does Amy feel about
no,
that?
No, she was pretty happy not to go. She was like, she was very like, you just.
Yeah, have fun.
You know, because you also, because you when you see the randoms, you don't want every, my girlfriend Amy, like, you know what I mean? And then like, it just, it can get you off topic. And so, no, it worked out fine. But here's the deal. In honor of the college thing, we'll ask you today for your chance to win a $100 gift card at Wild Fork Foods. Best scene ever from a movie. That's a college-themed movie. A lot of college movies out there. A lot of them. Now, I can't go high school. Got to be college. I'll even give you college from TV shows as well.
What about
a
scene
that
happens at a college, even if it's not a college movie?
I'm fine with that.
Okay, I don't have that answer. I'm just asking in general.
I think that's fair.
I think it should count. That's why I asked.
It's just some kind of college tie-in. Best scene, which one is it? All time. John Ritchie, turn to you first. And everyone at 215-592-9494. Come to the table also, you know, some thoughts on the fills and everything going on. John, a college scene, what are you thinking?
Yeah, this is a deep cut.
Okay.
This is 1991.
Okay.
Necessary Roughness.
Oh, yeah, sure.
If you'll recall, for this, I'm in high school.
Yep.
This is my 11th grade year, and there's a football movie with Scott Bakula as a quarterback at, I think it was TSU, whatever this college was. So it is, it qualifies
as a college
movie.
I remember they were the Armadillos.
The Armadillos, but the thing that I remember most, the scene that I remember most was when Kathy Ireland, you know.
Oh, I'm shocked. That's the scene you remember the
model
most.
From Sports Illustrated, the swimsuit issue. Uh-huh. She's on the cover that year. And here she is. She makes the team as the kicker. And when she gets in the game, it's epic because she ends up, this guy hits her and it's a cheap shot and he says, welcome to football. And she turns around, kicks him and says, "Welcome to football."
Yeah.
You know, kicks him, the bully guy. And then for the next like year, everyone at my practice, that's all they did was try to kick each other in the crotch and say, "Welcome to football. Welcome to football." It was formative.
Sure.
That scene caused mayhem on every team in every high school. I guarantee it.
That's pretty good.
For a full year.
Yeah. No, I do remember that. All right, Seltzer, give me an answer. A college movie scene.
Sounds awful, by the way, everyone trying to kick each other.
It does.
I will not take a winning answer. I'll shout out my guilty pleasure movie. I'll go with the riff-off scene in Pitch Perfect. Okay. Pitch Perfect rocks.
All right. And by the way, same movie. I just want to be clear. It can be said with 17 different answers. As long as you got a good enough scene. I mean, different scenes, different movies. Sure. But it can be different scenes, same movie. Rhea, what are you thinking?
Legally Blonde, when Elle's ex-boyfriend, Warner, says, "You got into Harvard?" And she replies, "What? Like it's hard?"
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
I just love that scene.
There you go.
You know, simple, sweet.
I went to Stanford with her. I saw her, and she's one of the ones, yep, like, I really did kind of know her. Like,
yeah, I know you did.
Kind of.
Oh, I know you did.
Like, my friend was dating her.
Yeah, no, he definitely knew her.
And, like, I saw
Joe.
Her.
You know,
I would see
thanks
her
for clarifying.
A
thank
lot.
You. Thank you.
Which was crazy because she was so much smaller than normal people. She was like a real human, but just shrunk down to, like, you know how they'll
tiny
like
person.
For like a viola, they'll go with like a 3/4 size for kids, like when they learn, when they first start playing instruments and stuff. It was almost like Reese Witherspoon was just sized down, that like from the normal human size, but like child size. She was the next size down.
Wow.
Like the Three Bears. She was the next size down.
Okay.
Wow. So, a lot of ways to go. Great college movie scene. Hit us up, 215-592-9494. I mean, obviously the best answer is, you know, what I said to my, you know, crew Friday night. Let's go streaking. Old school.
Did you?
Frank the Tank. It was just a way to, you know.
So good when it hits your lips.
Make a funny. Now, Frank the Tank, obviously, and there's a lot of
How
scenes.
How debaucherous did it get?
No, it did not.
Guys.
It did not. But there's a lot of scenes from old school, and obviously that's one of the best. So give us a great answer. But when he screams, "Let's go streaking," it really is funny. And he's, you know, running down the street by himself and the whole deal. All right, to the phones we go. Gary in Whitehall. Gary, what's going on, bud?
Good morning, everybody. How you doing today?
Good, Gary.
Awesome, Gary.
So, we got 86 days, Joe. 86 days.
What's that, training camp?
No.
Raise the banner, Joe.
For our Super Bowl champion Eagles.
Wow, it's that soon. So, training camp's probably in like 50 days or 40 days or something.
Yeah.
It's
kind July.
Of, it's kind of fun, in the winter, you know.
Next month, so the training camp starts. How about that?
We talk about how... You know, we got 50 days till pitchers and guys.
Sure.
Well, they might as well do it with the Eagles and the Phillies are going right now. I like the whole pattern, so kind of. But I do like your idea of subtraction to make an addition.
Yeah, I think I'm done with Bohm. And that's saying something, because I was the biggest supporter of him around here in the offseason. But I think I've just seen enough. I mean, when he slammed his helmet down last night, I'm just like, you know what? I'll just move on, and I'm not going to tell you, Gary. I got a great solution for third base. Obviously, Otto Kemp could be an option. Obviously, Sosa could be an option. Obviously, someone you acquire could be an option. I'm not going to tell you as we sit here today that I know who's the guy. Obviously, it's Dave Dombrowski's job to figure that out. I'm just telling you, I feel pretty confident at this point he's not the guy.
Yeah, exactly. He can take his bat, glove, and ball and go home. I'm okay with that.
And the thing is like, take a guy like Stott who's struggling. He's not as deep into his career, so you control him for longer. Like, Baum's going to be in free agency zone sort of soon. So, you know,
after next year.
Yeah, like, it's not one of those things where I'm just ready to move on. Let's put it that way. I'm just ready to move on.
Exactly. It's just, you know, but I mean, I don't want to be trading away any of the minor leaguers because, you know, this band's getting a little old and we need replacements as far as youth. So I don't really want to get rid of any of the prospects. I like to see some more of them. I kind of like this guy I see out of Kemp. He's just...
Yeah, Kemp did a nice job last night. Gary, give me an answer, a college movie scene.
I'm going to go with old school at the podium during commencement saying, it's a scary world out there. Take care of number one and don't step in number two.
That's not old school. It's back to school.
Back to school. I'm sorry.
Gary, what's it like to lose with a good answer, but because you said the wrong movie, you can't win?
I'm old. What do you want?
You got it, Gary. Stay well, buddy. All right, Otto Kemp is certainly not old. He's here. He's in Philadelphia, and he took the long road by being an undrafted player. Let's listen last night, because congrats to Otto Kemp on his first big league hit.
Swung on line to left. That's a base hit. First major league hit for Otto Kemp into the alley in left center. It'll be cut by Pete Crow Armstrong, but, boy, what a ride for Otto Kemp. Undrafted, signed after college out of a Division II school. He's got his college coach here today. His family is here today. And they've just seen Otto pick up hit number one in the major leagues.
And, of course, he got another hit, and it was an important one, 11th inning with the bunt. You know, after Stott's bunt, Kemp's bunt. And I swear to God, I don't know when. Someone looked this one up.
Back-to-back
Phillies bunts? They were singles? Insane. I mean, that was
they were masterful.
They were perfect bunts
as well.
They were
masterfully bunted to where the defender who fielded was put in a pickle from the get go. The hesitation, no throw made.
Right. I mean, the one even had the backspin. I don't know. I forget if that was Kemp's or Stott's, but one of them.
Stott put some English on him.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So let's listen to Otto Kemp after the game. He gets his first big league hit. He gets, I guess it would be his first big league win. And he talked after the game.
And was this your first time ever in this ballpark?
Yeah, it was today.
Why was that the case? Why did you never come here before?
Yeah, I just tried to keep it special. I just tried to keep it something that I get to do on the first day that I make it to the big leagues, and it was kind of just a little bit of motivation to keep me pushing and get to this point.
It's a cool sentiment. I got to ask this question, and James, you know more about the prospect world certainly than I do. So would a prospect typically have access to the big league ballpark? And go, like, when would he have had access before?
No, not really. Yeah, I don't think he would have, you know, unless he wanted to go to a
first
game.
First round
there.
Draft picks are brought there for press conferences.
Look, I'm sure if he said, hey, guys, I want to go to a game tomorrow night, we have an off night, they'd be like, here's some tickets.
Right.
You know, so he could have gone, but I don't think it's like he wouldn't go there to train because he's in Clearwater.
So it's not that unusual.
No. Right. No, yeah.
But it sounds like he intentionally stayed away.
It's very purposeful.
Which is probably unusual. I mean, I would think most people don't even think of it. Like, you either have the chance to go and you go, or you never had the chance to go. But for him to say he purposely stayed away, that's different. And you know, I respect it. I mean, he wanted that feel on, you know, his first big league game, and he got it. That's something. Look, 215-592-9494.
I don't know that I would have been able to do that. I mean, I don't think I'm too set in my ways or anything, or too much a creature of habit, but just knowing what you're heading into would be nice too.
You would
like
think.
Knowing the goal. I don't know. Like, I don't think I could have resisted.
Had you been in the Raiders facility?
A part of the no.
But I'm saying, like, so if
you
have training camp elsewhere,
when you become a part of an organization, you know, like, it's out of the blue. I had no idea the Raiders were even interested. They were talking to my
No, I'm
high
not asking that. I'm saying
coaches.
What I'm saying is, when you played for the Raiders in your first game, had you been in their stadium before that Sunday?
Yes.
Okay. So you're in that town,
but just
you're practicing elsewhere though.
We were, yes, yes.
But in you would like set up a locker or something like that.
We had done a walkthrough, maybe,
yeah,
or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, it's possible that did the rest of the team go to the stadium and he chose not to? Otto Kemp, like yesterday, did he want to keep it that fresh or whatever that was? I don't know. I maybe guys have different ways of dealing with things and whatever works. It worked. It worked great. He was 3 for 5 last night.
He
had a decisive play in the game.
He really and a good defensive play.
Kemp. What's that?
And a good defensive play.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think he can help bring back the daycare. Otto Kemp, young guy. You saw the daycare, dump it on him. Let's allow the daycare to reconfigure.
Well, some would say replace the daycare.
Yeah.
Yes.
Schwarber was in there. They had dad out there with them.
All right. The Phils, what do you make of the win last night? But more important is the big picture and what to do with the many issues that have been negative. 215-592-9494. Ruben Amaro, he joins us. His perspective coming up next. Also, your chance to win the food. Give us the best scene from a college-themed movie or that just runs through a college. A lot of answers there. What do you got? Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP.
Burst pipes, leaks, clogs, corrosions, even a loud, mysterious noise. Don't let one of these plumbing problems ruin your summer. Just contact Horizon Services today and you can stop worrying. No matter the time of the year, you can always trust the experts at Horizon Services to solve any of your plumbing problems because, frankly, they have seen it all. You won't be waiting around for days for a plumber to arrive. Horizon Services has same-day service, so they'll make sure your problem is fixed fast. As always, with Horizon Services, job will be done right the first time. If it's a bigger job, say maybe a water heater installation, Horizon Services, they have money-saving warranties, rebates, and flexible payment options. So it doesn't matter what season is. You shouldn't be worried about having enough hot water for everyone in your house. And you shouldn't have to worry about your wallet when you need to take care of your home. Horizon Services, they are available 24/7, so don't wait. Schedule a visit at horizonservices.com. That's horizonservices.com. Book today. Knowing with Horizon Services, help is on the way.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.